Gila just blessed the beat.
Hi, everybody. What's up? This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to Why the Songbird Sings. I am totally elated that we are wrapping up our quote-unquote, like, season, I guess, of the show. And and yeah, it's been lots of growing, lots of learning that we have done working with this show and working together and really trying to give you guys entertaining content and educational and very uplifting content as well. And so I just want to say thank you all for going through with us on this journey. Shahar, you have any words to say about it? How do you feel about this being like the wrap up of the show for this year and this season?
This has been an experience, definitely. The legality, we've learned some legality stuff, and me kind of coming out of my shell with the interviews and trying to actually respond to questions, because I honestly don't like talking. So this has been an experience for me. And I thank you for bringing me on this journey, Shauna. And for the listeners who are listening, thank you, because I've gotten so much feedback from what Shauna has said, that people have liked what we put out. So that is very encouraging that people are actually liking what we do. And yeah, thank you. Hopefully there will be more to come. There will be more to come. And we're going to keep going, keep pushing forward, and keep increasing and learning and growing. Yeah, this has been great. It really has been, even though, you know, there's some days where I do not want to record.
You know, that's understandable. Like, you know, sometimes you just be wanting that hour or however we were talking to just not.
Yeah, he's like, you get off work and you have to do more work a little bit, but it when you hear the feedback, it's like, it was worth it, you know. And it wasn't necessarily painful to go through the recording process. It was just an experience. So it was a good experience. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Awesome. I love it. And I have always stated that I appreciate you for coming with me with this journey. We have been friends for, oh my goodness, what, 7-8 years going on?
Yeah, about seven.
Around 7 years.
Maybe. It's basically 8 now. Let's just say 8, yeah.
Okay, so we've been friends for 8 years, and like I feel like you know me, and like our personalities gravely different, but somehow gel. You don't have that look on your face.
I mean, that's like almost all my people that I consider best friends. We're all highly different. There's only one that we're kind of similar, but we're still very different in how we react to situations.
And so just, you know, I, you know, when I was thinking about, like, okay, who is going to be a co-host? Because at first I was going to do it by myself. I was like, I don't like that. I'm extroverted. Like, I need another person. And so when like I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Let me hit up Shahari and be like, hey. And I remember your response was just like,
my first response was no. Like, because you sent a text message. You think you sent a text message? And I was like, yeah, no. I didn't actually say that. But I was like, yeah, damn. No. Because I didn't see myself doing this. Like, there's got to be somebody else, you know? But apparently, I was, out of your choices, you said I was the most, what's the word?
Audibly attractive.
Problematic. The less problematic. Oh. That was your wording. The least problematic. Oh,
okay. I mean, that, yes, that too. yeah, because from some of the topics that we cover, it wouldn't been as productive, I would say, with other people. And I'm happy that you, like, came here with an open mind, as far as, like, hearing this queer POV.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Just trying to be understanding as I can be, because, you know, don't experience the same thing, so I can only understand but so much.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, I was.
And the joy open. Is that you don't have to always understand, but you still give the respect and still give the moments to, like, listen and to just kind of. Even if you don't take it in, I at least can tell that, like, you're listening to what is being given out.
Yeah, I do my best.
like when it was like me and Miss Mojo. Oh, speaking of everyone, Miss Mojo's EP dropped. I sent Shahari a song. I don't know if he listened to it.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
So I think the EP is, I think the title is called Juicy. Let me just, like, check really quick for clarification, because I do want to shout out my queer, trans, pan, wonderful, beautiful, delicious looking sister. Hold on, where is this? Let me go to recently played, because, like, I played this one track. It's okay, so the title of the EP is called Juicy, and is very retro, like 90s, early 2000s vibes, in, like, the true Miss Mojo fashion. And the last track to me is my favorite. I don't know, I've always been, like, a sucker for songs that have, like, the talking and the story in between actual, like, the actual song. I don't know why, but yeah, the whole thing is fire. And so give her a listen. Pan Paradise is, I think, my second favorite. But yeah, totally worth it. But yeah, when I remember when I was talking with Miss Mojo, and it was just like, in the back of my head, I was like, you know, this is a good conversation. However, you are very disconnected from the both of us. Because we both are plus size.
Yes, y'all are making references that I had no clue what you're talking about.
Right. And it was just like, oh, like, he don't even know who we're talking about and what you call it. But you know, you went through it and I appreciate you for that. I am gonna deal with you. With these faces.
What faces? I'm neutral. I'm keeping a neutral smile going. I've learned.
See, I feel like that neutral smile might be hiding some hidden shade.
No shade.
Okay. As you drink your tea. right. So I'm so happy about this podcast. This is literally my baby. Currently working on other projects.
And a lot of projects.
And hopefully I can crank that out. My goal is within the next 5 years. That's how big the project is. It's like a 2-in-1 combination that is going to be underneath the Why the Songbird Sings umbrella. Unless I decide to like find a shorter title. just going through it and working through it. Also, like, once again, dating my person supposed to come visit me in a few weeks. I'm super excited. It's going to be interesting. One of the things he said he wants to see me perform. And I am just like super nervous about it.
Why?
I don't know. He has heard me like mumble some things like while we're together. And he's a rocker. He plays guitar. He's in a rock group, in a rock band. And so like I've heard him play his guitar in the house or whatever. But I haven't heard him play like, you know, in a show full out. Like, it's a difference between like just being just like in the house and doing whatever and actually like on stage performing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because majority of the time when performing, my lung capacity decreases for some reason. I can't hold notes as long as I could when we were just rehearsing.
You know, it'd be all kinds of things that going on. It's like, you know, you're trying to have the vibe. You're trying to remember technique and all these kind of things. And like, you're trying to like make sure you're like correcting things as you go. It's just, you know, you don't think about that when you're just in the house, just doing whatever. So it's just like, it's nerve wracking. But he was so cute about it because he was like, he was going to try to do where we showed up at the club at different times and at like complete strangers to try to make it.
Yeah, you know, extra. You know, all types of extra. I mean, do what you need to do.
But I was like, you know what? That is so cute. Like, to me, it's cute.
That's great.
I was like... You know, and you know, and pretend like, you know, I'm taking this man home that I've never met, who just became completely enthralled by my vocals. You know, that's, to me, like, that is so cute. Like, it's a cute little cheesy little Lifetime skit. You know, I take it that you don't watch Lifetime movies. All right, never mind. To the listeners who used to watch Lifetime movies growing up. Or, no, it wouldn't be Hallmark, no.
It wouldn't? Or would it be AMC?
Damn, why gotta be... Dang, are you trying to call me old? Oh my God. Damn!
It was not Hallmark, what else would it be?
My God. One thing I had wanted to ask you about dating, So he is Caucasian. And so one thing I've been seeing a lot lately is like the increasing the increasing focus on Black women dating white men.
Yeah, I've seen that in a lot of car commercials.
Car commercials, really?
Yeah, there's always a white man, and then she has a mixed family. Typically, what it's been for a little bit, at least a few months ago. I kept seeing a lot of that in commercials.
But also, they be having like the light skin uh-huh. girls. Uh-huh. But I'm talking about, like, no, it's been, like, more focused on, like, dark-skinned girls with white men. I mean, because, I mean, to be honest, like, I personally don't see that too often. I mostly see, like, a light-skinned or a mixed-raced. I'm so proud of myself for saying that. person. With a white man. And I find it interesting because from like the cis hetero male, the black cis hetero male side, is like they feel some type of way because they're like, oh, you're giving up on your black kings and all that hotep shit. And I'm just like, but why do you feel this way? So I was wondering, like, do you have like a thought on it? Can you give us like a little perspective coming from a black cishet male POV?
Well, first of all, since you're dating a Caucasian, what about him made you go for him instead of a black person?
With him, it was the layers. Oh my goodness, I cut that out. It was the layers in his personality for me. It was the sweetness. It was the shyness. It was the timidness on one side. Then it was. But, like, at the same time that he's that, he also has, like, a firmness, and he has this strength, and he has this passion, and this compassion that, on the other hand, that is well-balanced, and, like, even though, like, he's shy and everything, and he's more introverted, he's not to the point to where I can like run over him, and because I don't want my partner to be one that I can run over. But nor is he one who like tries to like, you know, like he's not afraid for us to go out. He's not afraid to like, I want to say like the second date, he like went for my hand and like was like fine with holding hands, and I just the levels and layers to his personality and his ways, and when it comes to dating, was refreshing, because with most black men that have tried to talk to me have been like very aggressive, very not understanding when it comes to having a black woman in a career field who has a non-traditional lifestyle, as far as like me, that is, you know, travel and this and the other, and even how like I am really close with my friendships and whatnot, and how I show my friends love and do everything for y'all. Some people don't take that like very, some people don't take that very well, and he takes that well, and he's very understanding of everything, and he tries to like, you know, tries to educate himself and tries to like learn everything, since, you know, I am the first that he has been with, in a sense. So therefore, yeah.
Okay. So it's like y'all have been dating for like 5 years. Yes. you see, that's the thing. I guess you would say he's more emotional. He knows more. He actually shows emotion, and he's open to other things. Well, most black men, we were raised to not show emotion and to be strong all the time. You know, like the only emotions that we can show typically, and what we are expected to show, is happiness and coolness. You know, like we can't be soft ever. And that is what is expected of us. And that's typically why with Black men, you don't have that because we weren't raised to be like that. And in order for us to be more like that, we have to educate ourselves on what's healthy for us in our mental capacity. This is not good to only show two types of emotion. But even though that's what society, even Black community and society itself, we have to be either chill or happy. And that's kind of it. If you show any other type of emotion, what's wrong with you? Are you gay? Are you like those things? So that's typically why you get that with the Black men instead of the open, emotional, who's not afraid of his emotions, Black men.
And I get that. I understand, like, you know, once in another lifetime, you know, I was there. But it's just like times are changing. And I feel like if you meet a partner or meet someone who you find yourself gravitating towards to want to make a partner, you should try to open yourself up for, if that partner is open and willing to allow you to have that kind of vulnerability, you need to be able to open yourself up to that. And I can get it. It's difficult. It's hard. And it's hard trying to like to have the balance of, all right, when you're with your partner, you're this way. And when you out with your family and your boys, you're another way. But like trying to like merge those worlds or trying to like just have it some kind of way. But it's just like, I don't know. It's such a big fight. But I don't know.
I think it's best to be yourself all the time. But of course, right. Know the people that you're around. You know, some people, and as far as being respectful. And then some people just can't handle your whole self. So you know those people. I know those people who can't handle my whole self. And then I know the people I need to be respectful around. And then know the people that I can actually be myself. But don't straight up act completely different. Because that's not healthy for you. So it's just best to like be yourself. And then and depending on who you're around, you know, be respectful. Or just realize what that person or that group can handle.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, I just wanted to bring that up like very briefly because yeah, I've just been seeing that a lot lately, and then it put me reminded me of like when we were in Missouri, how like when we would be out, like people would like honk the cars and you know like and would like look at us, and like it'll be mostly groups of white people, like just saying. And then especially like, then like also I can tell like the husband was like sizing me up and whatnot. If it was like a married couple, like the wife would look and whatnot, but like the husband, he'll kind of like look me up and down, and then he'll look at him, and then I'll be like, I don't know what is going on, but no, it's a white husband, but he's, I don't know, I guess he's wondering what's going on with this chocolate fever. What's it? With the jungle fever, I guess.
Imagine in another life. That's what he was doing.
And he just don't know. This ain't the life that he might not want. Oh, or it might be the life that he needs. Anyways, but okay. And yeah, so that's pretty much it. And also, it's hard for me to adjust at work so far. So this place is very different. So I'm just working through that. And yeah. So what has been going on with you as far as like work and life? And I see you in the house and everything. It looks spotless.
Do you see the ceiling?
It looks spotless.
Whose ceiling don't look spotless?
It looks spotless.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Your standards for ceilings are high. Yeah, this is just a white ceiling, what you see. So yeah, I would hope the ceiling would be spotless. But As far as with me, I have been supporting people and I've been buying things for Christmas because I do like giving gifts. I do. And I have saved some money for that. And I have a birthday party for a 2-year-old tomorrow that I've been invited to. So I got him something from Frozen. It's going to be good. Mm. Going to meet some people I haven't seen in a while. And hopefully not shade any of them. You know. So I'll probably be one of the two black people that will be there. So bless her. Just got to go in and not look at...
Bless it. Why are you like this? But it's fine. I love you regardless.
Yeah, as far as lately, I just came off of, you know, Thanksgiving break. So I did that week and I've just been working and still continuing to get the house together, you know. So, you know, still like getting this fridge cleaned out. It's cleaned out. I just got to get the bottom. There's something on the bottom. I have to get out of there. And I got something for my windows. I got some new thank you from my sister. She got me some curtains for these nosy neighbors I have. I got some window film for these nosy neighbors I have. And
you know, when they see a young black man move in, shit, they like,
no, they're nosy and they're judgmental and I don't have time for it. Oh, damn. And they don't have the clout, they don't have the look to be judging me like they were judging me. You know, like they look at me and look at them, they have no right to be judging me like they were judging me. So,
oh my god,
I got some window film and some curtains for them to help block out the sound so I don't have to hear their car bouncing and their beats going outside. And I'm just gonna be in my house minding my business while y'all continue to try to look what's going on in here. And I don't know why y'all looking so hard in here. It's if y'all don't have a whole house in front of you. For you, I don't like, yeah. Everywhere I go, I just seem to attract attention that I don't want, and it's like, ah.
I mean, you didn't have attention when we were living together.
Okay.
I don't think you did.
Okay. Well, they weren't like right next to me. Like the way the house is set up, there's not that much space between the houses, you know. Then I have a bunch of windows. Well, the setup is different. The house is more open for somebody to look inside and all that. So, and my curtains aren't necessarily blackout curtains, so you can still kind of see when the lights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're just like, ah, oh, they're so nosy. They get on my nerves. I hear them every time I walk past the door. Like, do you not have anything to do? Like, do you just sit in your car all the time? Like, what's going on?
It might be a trap house, sir.
It'll look like one. They look like AKAs. I swear I live next to some AKAs. They got nothing but Benzes outside. You know, that's an AKA car. I don't know how they get it, but almost every AKA got a Benz of some type.
You know, one of these days I would hope to be initiated into such wonderful organization. So I'm not going to speak on the AKA Ben situation.
I swear they are.
But, you know, hopefully when I am blessed to wear the pink and green, I will try my best not to have a Benz in just because you made that comment. just for you.
But yeah, I'm going up. I'm increasing. I see myself going up soon. So there was a bit of excitement yesterday. So I'll see what happens. And yeah, excited for the next year. I'm going to continue to live for the day, first of the days of this year. And yeah, that's about it. What's going on with me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess it's time for everyone's favorite part, JK, reflections. I miss you like every day. Wanna be with you, but you're away. Growing up, she was everything for you. She was your best friend. She was your best friend, your mother, your road dog. She was the light in the room, a total hate her or love her personality. Strong but didn't show her vulnerability to everyone. The life of the party and full of wisdom. Never take a moment for granted. You knew life isn't forever, but you embraced the great times and the late nights of snacking and crying to old black and white films and sharing a shot. You talk every day and don't want to go without hearing her voice or having her hugs. You learn so much from her and know there is so much more for you to learn. The holidays were bomb. The drinking, the cooking, the blues playing around the room and laughter. For hours, she stayed up wrapping tons of gifts. You, to this day, don't see how. You would stay up talking shit and decide to, it's time for bed. Unfortunately, as time goes by, it's going to be harder for you to have these vivid thoughts and memories. But I say to you to fully enjoy your moments even more, because the end will blindside you. Little one, your best friend won't tangibly see you grow into a high school graduate, college graduate, performer, healthcare worker, traveler, a lover, a mother, etc. As you leave the family you were born into, you develop a family that you created, and things are forever going to be fun and amazing, and the spirit of your bestie lives on. She'll be proud of you. Hell, I'm proud, because everything you prayed for, the places you said you wanted to go, the crowds you wanted to reach, and the abilities you knew you are able to do are all here and have been done. Sing until the new year. Shana the Songbird.
Great. And what was that? That was your grandma? Is that your...
Yes, yes. Actually, it was. It was, it was my grandmother. I forgot what I was watching yesterday. For anybody who follows me on social media, I ordered like 18 bottles of wine. They were like pretty much free. And and so I was just having a bottle of wine and I was watching TV. I had started with my Christmas stuff with my Mariah Carey Christmas. And I started watching The Muppets Christmas Carol, which growing up for me was always a thing that I did. I had the VHS tape. I would always put it into my VHS player and I would watch it every Christmas season. When I was a little kid, Muppet Babies and the Muppets, Jim Henson's whole work was my thing. And so I literally started crying because I was thinking about those times and everything, but I noticed that the older I get and the more time that is placed between her death and everything, it's harder for me to vividly remember, and it kind of made me sad in a sense. But then I was uplifted in knowing that she was in a better place. She wasn't struggling. She shed this earthly body for a better one. And oh, And it's just, and the fact that the joy and everything that she gave me, I was able to receive and eventually give off to other people as well. And so it was just a wonderful, wonderful moment for me.
That was great. You got to pretty sure she is proud of what you have become. It's good to remember that way they continue to live on. Okay, are you ready? Or have you composed?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, this is the Words of Light segment with Shahari. Today, the topic is on peace. So, Shauna, what would it look like to have peace in all circumstances?
To have peace in all circumstances. For me, it would just be pure bliss. Just pure bliss.
Yeah, it does sound like you can't really imagine anything better. But we see promises in scripture of this peace at all times, but so few of us experience that. Why is that the case, do you think?
The attacks from the enemy. Yeah.
It also could be because we're trying to get our peace from other sources. Another reason why so many of us don't actually experience it. So today we'll explore why that might be and how to walk in transcendent peace untouched by the circumstances of this world. Today's devotional is coming from verse15.org. So I'm just going to read in the scripture of the day. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and every way. The Lord be with you all. That's 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Verses telling of the peace available to us in all circumstances are some of the most encouraging and powerful truths of scripture. God longs for us to be children marked by the peace of our Father. He longs for us to have a peace in the good and bad times because he remains faithful and good always. He longs for us to be so founded on him that this world can't shake us. You and I have every reason to live with the stresses and cares of the world save one. God dwells within us. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. We serve the Lord of peace. The Holy Spirit who dwells within us is wholly peaceful. And Galatians 5:22 tells us that he will bear the fruit of peace in our lives if we simply live in continual communion with him. Circumstances begin to rob us of our peace the minute we choose to live as if God isn't with us. Trials and tribulations will become all-consuming if we allow them to. You see, we are not to live with our physical eyes as our sole source of truth. God has granted us spiritual eyes and the ability to have faith in his faithfulness and goodness regardless of our circumstances. He's given us the ability to choose to live with the union with him as our foundation. We are not alone. We are never alone. The God who authored scripture knows all of eternity, raised Christ from the dead, and empowered the disciples dwells within us always. You only live with peace in this life to the level that you live out the union you have with God. In every situation, God is with you, ready and willing to lead you, empower you, sustain you, and fill you with peace in response to your trust. John 14:27 says, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Peace is our portion, and this peace is not given as the world gives, based on the fickle nature of man and the ever-changing opinion of the world. Heavenly peace finds its source solely in the unchanging nature of our good and loving Heavenly Father. You and I are commanded by Jesus. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. We must take captive our emotions and ground them in the unshakable nature of God. We must allow a direct connection from our hearts to the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, letting him speak to us, fill us, and direct our every moment. The peace of God transcends anything we will experience on this earth. If we place our lives in the capable hands of our Heavenly Father, we can trust that his perfect, pleasing plans will be done in our lives. Take time today to ground your peace in the unshakable nature of your Heavenly Father. Take time to turn your eyes away from the world as your source of peace and set them instead on union with God. May the Holy Spirit reveal his nearness to you in mighty and powerful ways. Today, as you open your heart and receive his loving presence. So you can meditate on the peace available to you in all circumstances. In what ways do you look to the world for your peace? It's like who or what holds the reins on your emotions and peace?
I mean, like, people can affect your mood, like, but that's like anybody or anything can affect your mood, but like, I mean, but ultimately, you can navigate that to me.
You can navigate, where your peace comes from?
Like the effects of people towards your peace. And sometimes the effects of things towards your peace.
Yeah, like sometimes I guess I don't know. I think at one point in time I tried to get peace from stability, meaning I needed a stable job and I needed like a routine. Majority of the time when focusing on what God has, I typically can't stick to a whole routine every day. And there's always something that changes because God is ever always progressing and making you grow. So you can't just stay stuck in a routine the whole time. Right. And he's getting me away from focusing on a stable job for my peace, because ultimately job is the main thing that takes your peace away most of the time.
Repeat that for the people in the back of the church, please.
A job is like one of the main things that takes your peace away, so you definitely don't want to get your peace from your job as far as stability. A third thing you can focus on is ask the Holy Spirit to reveal his nearness to you. Ask him to help you discover the union you already have with him. Take your eyes off of the things of the world and establish your peace in God alone. So we're going to do the Serenity Prayer, I think, by Reinhold Niebuhr. I don't know if I said that name right. Say the Serenity Prayer with me. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
To accept things I cannot change.
Courage to change the things I can.
Courage to change the things I can.
And wisdom to know the difference.
And wisdom to know the difference.
Living one day at a time.
living one day at a time.
Enjoying one moment at a time.
Enjoying one moment at a time.
Accepting the hardships as a pathway to peace.
Accepting the hardships as a pathway for peace.
Taking, as he did, the sinful world as it is.
Taking as he did the sinful world as it is.
Not as I would have it.
Not as I would have it.
Trusting that he will make all things.
Trusting that he will make all things.
Right if I surrender to his will.
Right if I surrender to his will.
That I may be reasonably happy in this life.
That I may be reasonably happy in this life.
And supremely happy with him forever in the next.
And supremely happy with him in the next.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
So go, learning to receive our peace from God alone is a process. We've lived with the world as our emotional source. It takes time to ground ourselves in God. But this is a process worth doing. God has unshakable peace in store for you every day, regardless of the circumstances you face. He has love, joy, and steadfastness available to you in every trial and tribulation. Look to God as your source today and discover the abundant life available to you in home alone. So for like every day, for those of us who have a lot of stress and you're got a lot of things taking up your time or your focus, I want you to say the Serenity Prayer, add it to your prayer schedule until you see it actually come to pass. So that is your Words of Light segment for this episode. Go forth and prosper.
Wonderful, and it was a wonderful it was just wonderful. And for me, I know it was needed from these past 2 weeks from work as well. So for me, it was just like, oof. The job is typically where it takes away your money. Oh, you said a word, honey. Oh, because I was talking to my mom about fighting somebody the other day. And she said, no, no, no. I said, girl, I'll tell this hoe to catch me outside. I'm trying to do what Shahari told me. And to not give them a good cussing out and try not to fight them.
It's great. Progress has been made. You were sticking to that. Hey, you were sticking to that.
You know, because when it happened, we were in the break room. I felt like I got attitude for no reason. And part of me was ready to like close the door and be like, what's up, bitch? What's up, bitch? What's the issue? Why am I getting attitude? But then I was like, Shahari said, you know, just chill out. You know, don't cuss them out.
Let the Lord fight the battles.
I said, I'll give this a try.
Do you know the reason why that is?
Tell me, please.
Because it's the reap what you sow aspect. So if you sow in a good cussing out and negativity, then you're going to reap a good cussing out and more negativity. That's why he tells you to let him revenge you and not you seek vengeance. Because when you seek vengeance, you're just bringing hurt upon yourself.
But if I'm giving people attitude, I should expect possibility of the motherfucker to fight me or cuss me.
Yeah, but not from you, the one who was receiving attitude.
Yes, but I'm saying, you say reap what you sow.
Yeah, so if you're sowing in more negativity and cussing out and giving more attitude, you're hurting yourself. But if they're the one giving you attitude, they are hurting themselves.
That's powerful, but
stop saying like... but. There is no opinion when it comes to biblical truth. There is no opinion when it comes to biblical truth.
I'm a work in progress.
Yeah.
I'm a work in progress.
Just know they will hurt themselves trying to hurt you. So that's why you need to let him. The vengeance belongs to him. Because they will hurt themselves trying to hurt you.
My God. Because it was... I was hurting myself to not hurt them.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
I was. My mind, my soul was vexed on. Mm. Oh, I'm a work in progress. Anyway. anyways. So Shahari, for our the topic and discussion. And so this is the last episode of the season. And also it is around the time of the holidays. For you, what is a Christmas tradition that you can share with the audience that you and your family have?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of special traditions. I think we have traditions for the last one. You know, we end up seeing family or we don't, because, you know, I was army brat, so we moved around a lot, so we weren't always able to be with family. So typically, you know, we might make some cookies for the make-believe Santa, or just make cookies just to make some cookies, you know, for the day of on Christmas Eve. And then wake up in the morning, we try to get some music going, open your presents, divvy out the presents. You know, Dad was very organized to divvy out the presents.
You know, and I can see that with your family. I can see a structure.
And then open your presents and say thank you. Some friends will have to be mailed. Like this year, I got my stuff early this year. I usually kind of procrastinate with the gifts buying. I didn't do that this year. I didn't have time. I didn't have time for the foolishness. So I bought my stuff. So I might have to either mail it or see. I don't know what my plans are this Christmas time. I do know I will be going home. I will not be spending Christmas by myself this year. We're not going to do that this year.
You worked last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will be going. Whatever home is, whether it be in Savannah or be in Columbus, wherever it is, I'll be going home. And so we'll see if I need to mail the gifts or not. But yeah, I don't really have a lot of traditions. You know, you just try to be with family, visit them for at least a little bit, and enjoy the company, give the gifts that you so joyfully bought. You know, because I've always been the gift giver since I was a child. I had a little allowance, and I would get them the $5 presents and expect them to wear it, this cheap jewelry. You know, I would buy them this cheap jewelry and expect them to wear it, and it's like turning their skin green.
Right. And they did it because they loved you.
Yeah. And it'd be like a little piece of plastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically it. as far as tradition, because as the time has gone on and my family's gotten older, grandparents gotten older, less people want to cook, you know, less people want to host things. It just tends to happen.
Know, I thought it was just my family. I didn't know that was like an increasing thing in a Black family.
Yeah, it's like as they get older, you know, they get tired of cooking and they get tired of hosting things and spending money for ungrateful people who kind of, you know, don't always contribute.
Not ungrateful bitches.
I know, I'm not saying ungrateful. Well, yeah, some of them. And then some of them just, you know, not everybody contributes, you know, to the stuff that costs money to make things happen.
Of course.
Because I know my grandparents, at least they used to like fund a lot of stuff and they don't do that anymore because, you know, they didn't get reimbursed or no one else pitched in or helped. So they stopped doing it. And when it comes to cooking and hosting things, not everybody trying to cook a whole meal and no one else help or bring anything. So I guess we got to find the new generation that's going to do that.
Child, the Generation Z is not going to turn around and, they show and not. Do no throwdown.
They show Child. Not. They don't even like cooking. They right. don't even like cooking. They cook some ramen. Child. And that's about it.
Like, my little baby, today that we're recording is her birthday. I had to call and harass her. She turned 17.
That's exactly what you're gonna do too.
Exactly. Because I mean, I can't believe it's been 17 years. My God, I feel so old. Anyways,
you said it.
You know what?
That was your words.
You know what? You don't have to agree. So I'm going to skip past this because we're having a wonderful, wholesome conversation. So I'm going to skip past it. Anyways, I was like, oh, you going to cook? I said, oh, you going to cook for Mother's Day? And she said, what? She said, huh? She said, do y'all want some chicken tenders? I said, chicken tenders? Chicken tenders? I want a meal, sis. So what you call it? So I had to show her and what you call it? And I did like a reverse sear rib eye, twice baked potato with onions, garlic, and cheese, broccoli with cheese sauce, and... Oh, and what you call it? Now, my kiddos, I hate to say this, but my kiddos are, I'm getting them good at making mixed, like alcoholic smoothies. My children can make some alcoholic smoothies. They don't drink it, but they can make it.
You think they don't drink it?
Baby, I was like, wait a minute, this tastes good. Okay, sis. You might not can cook, but you can make a drink. Okay. Come on. See where our future heading. See where our generation Z is heading. Jesus, God bless Alpha. Alpha over here. They not going to know left from right. Bless it. But yeah, I thought it was just like my family because... As people get older, they're like not wanting to like cook and whatnot, and people are like less willing to host and like less willing to like get together like it was back in the day. And I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? And it was frustrating at one point because I felt like the main time we did get together was when I turn around and was like, you know what? I was like, hey, are we getting together for this? And they'd be like, no, we're not getting together. What? Oh no, baby. I'm finna text. I'm finna say, hey, we finna meet here. You can bring this or a lot. And oftentimes I just kind of, just because I wanted the family together, I would just turn around and fund it and just be like, all right, I will fund everything. If me and my mom won't cook, then we'll have it catered, and y'all just bring you and your children and your family and just come over, because, like, I don't know, like, I feel like we're losing that togetherness, when it comes to that, when people start getting, like, to the point where they're just like, you know, I'd rather stay at home and whatnot, but it's just like, you know, but how often throughout the year are you actually getting together, and how often is everyone off at the same time? I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you can bank that people are going to be off, like majority of your family members are going to be off during the holidays. So it's just like, you know, why are we not making an effort to, like, everybody come together? Hell, even if it's just, you know, even if it's like a cater event, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least, like, something, and at least people, like, put something in the pot. Hell, y'all can cook ramen and pass ramen out if everyone's struggling.
Everybody ain't struggling, but nobody really wants a meal of ramen unless you really make real ramen, not that packed stuff.
I mean,
even though I got some of it in the cabinet just in case.
I'm about to say, don't knock it.
Because sometimes you just don't feel like cooking, and sometimes you just don't feel like traveling, you know. Like me, I'm like 7 hours away from Savannah.
But that's understandable when you're like miles away. But this is like my family is all in Birmingham. So, like, for me, it's just like, there's no excuse. Y'all get y'all asses up. Get out y'all moo-moos.
You can come, like, in your moo-moos. That's even more exciting.
You know what? You can do, like, a pajama party type situation.
Except when it comes to family, you got to make sure their pajamas are present.
Wait. I hope the family won't come and, like, and, like, the PJs, I got you, honey. I hope they won't come.
Oh,
well,
we ain't talking about that. But not everybody's pajamas are equal, you know.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, Jesus. Don't. Oh, my God. Don't do that. Oh, my Lord. But let's see. For us, any traditions? Not really. I mean, like, we use, like, the same ornaments from, like, when my mom and my aunt were children. And so I guess that's tradition. And then, like, my baby, she turned around and, like, literally she broke the ornament that my grandmother got my aunt when she was a baby. And I was like, oh, well, damn, it survived, you know, 30 something years. I mean, the ornament had a good run.
You couldn't glue it?
But, not from what it was made of. Mm-mm. It was one of those, like, all right, RIP, and throw it in the trash and call it a day.
Yeah, threw it in the trash. You could have.
Well, I don't think my grandmother saved it, but, like, and I know if it's still saved now, I know, like, my mom and them, they'll be like, why is this broken ornament here? Throw it away. just knowing them. But so, like, we typically use the same ornaments and everything. The only thing we will change is the tree. And that's pretty much it outside of just the drinking, the passing of the gifts. I'll be home for Christmas this year, so that'll be fun and interesting, because I don't think I've been home for Christmas in, like, oof. I don't know. When was the last time I was at home for Christmas?
I don't remember the last time I was home for Christmas.
Maybe at least I think at least 4 years ago. If not, I think I've been working pretty much every Christmas, and or I was unable to go because I had to work the next day. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fly in the day before and then have to fly out like that night. Mm-mm, that's stressful. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be nice. I don't know what we're going to do or what, and I doubt they have anything planned as far as a gathering and or what they're cooking, because I'm not going to cook nothing. I'm going to sit my fat ass down and have me some wine in the corner and watch everyone open their gifts, because I still have to buy some more gifts for them, because I only got everybody at least one thing so far, and my goal is to get everybody at least like 3 things, so we'll see how that goes. That's how. Do you have any like favorite Christmas memories? Anything like over the years that happened that really stood out to you?
I mean, we all have Christmas memories. I don't really have a favorite one. But, you know, as you get older, Christmas becomes a little less special, unfortunately. But
that's so sad. Even though I still believe in Santa with your rude ass.
Okay. as far as Christmas memories, I just like the time whenever I could go to Grandma's house and everybody was there. It was all in Grandma's house. She was housing like 20 people. She was in the front room, sleeping in the front room on a little pallet. Wake up in the morning.
Oh, y'all stayed the night at Grandma's house.
Grandma's house.
Y'all stayed the night there.
Yes, because we were always away. Not in Savannah. We were away.
So the whole family stayed at Grandma's house?
My dad's side. Not the whole family, but my dad's side family. A good bit of people. I'm not going to say the whole family. My family's huge.
Hoochie.
You got the mom's side and you got the dad's side. This is the dad's side I'm talking about.
Both. Look, majority the grandma of my family lives that likes the Chardonnay.
Yeah.
I love her. she was my favorite grandparent. No, your grandfather was my favorite because he kept calling me a pretty lady, and I said, thank you. You're so sweet, Grandpa.
Yeah.
With him and his camera, honey.
Yeah, his camera. He still got it. I think he got another one. He upgraded.
Mm-mm. And I bet Grandma, with all the people in her house, she had the Chardonnay on deck.
She has a liquor cabinet. I don't think she keeps wine, but she has a liquor cabinet.
So just so y'all know, in college for when Shahari's family came and I met them, it was an interesting experience because I feel like they heard about me, but when I was around, they didn't piece the pieces together that I was the one that they heard about. And so one day, one celebration, I think it was for your graduation, your college graduation. Yeah. His grandmother was trying to figure out who I was or where I was, in a sense, when I was right in front of her. And Shahari and his father was just like, that person's right here. They're right in front of you. That person you keep asking about.
She kept saying, no, the young man. The young man's like... And the person's right here, right in front of you. Like, no, and, the young man. Like, yeah, he's the person's right.
And what you call it? And I just like, I loved how your dad, like, you know, was like, right here. Your dad went along with it, just like, right here. And I'm just like, I'm drinking my drink, like, oh my God. And when she realized, she said, oh, and she turned around and went and guzzled her Chardonnay. And she had asked for another glass. I said, oh, babe. And then his grandfather takes pictures. I don't know what he does with the pictures, but he takes pictures.
He throws them out. He saves them. Puts them on DVDs and on CDs and the sticks.
The USB.
USB.
Okay, Grandpa. Know how to do all that stuff. But his grandfather, every time his grandfather came, he will always greet me so nicely. Like, oh, hey, young lady, how are you? And I'm like, I'm doing well, sir. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, how you know my grandson? I'm like, that's my friend. He is a friend of mine. And I remember the first time I met him, it was one of your recitals, junior or senior recital. Mm-hmm. And I had on this like gold fabric, and I was extra. And his grandfather was like, Shahari, take a picture with this young lady. And Shahari just looking like, And I want to say at one point I did say that we lived together, but I don't recall them saying anything to us, to me stating that we lived together. Which to this day I feel like it's a mystery.
They probably didn't say anything. They just kept it to themselves. That's what I would have done.
And so at the graduation celebration, it was us with Indy and Dandy and Livy and okay. And Grandpa was just like, Shahari, come take a picture with all these beautiful women. And Shahari just like, this is once again, we're gonna go through it again. Even though I tried to be as butch or gender neutral as possible with my attire for your family, but it was whatever. But yeah. Interesting times. Love your family. Always interesting group of people. And so for the new year, what are your hopes for the new year as far as yourself, your hopes for the show for the new year?
For myself, but I've been talking about growth and increase for a while, and it's definitely going to happen next year. So that's what I expect, and I expect the same thing for the show. But I see we're getting more likes, and there's more people, I know, liking. I don't know about commenting.
Y'all a little scared to comment. Like, come on, it's okay. We're regular people. Come on, I would enjoy having comments and interacting with you guys about anything.
Yeah, because I see us having some more interesting conversations. Especially, I already have something for the Shahari takeover that it seems like it's going to be once again another one of those. Like the last time we talked about something so slightly heavy, it's a little bit kind of.
Do I need to can I be sober with that one, or do I have to have a drink?
I mean, you were sober the last time; it was fine. But yeah, I just
gonna be heavier.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Shauna gonna be having her some wine at that recording.
But yeah, I just see
she
us
gonna have her drink
more increasing. You know, with the house, that's the increase, and then I'm gonna go up a tax bracket, and then you're gonna get some more followers on the pod, and I just see increase for next year. Those are my hopes. We just going deeper and deeper with God and just continuing to share more and more. That is my hope and desire for next year.
I want to say yes, same wavelength as far as I hope to advance more with my projects. I don't feel like I have like hit a plateau of my career, but I am definitely in a point of my career where it's time for me to shift to something else. And so I think me being more active with my projects and more wanting to go into other things right now outside of medical is it's time for my shift. And I think the Lord has set a time for my shift. And I feel like once we get out of this pandemic and everything, it'll be closer to time, or he'll show me exactly when it's time. He always does. Yes, for us to have more followers and more interactions, more communication with our followers. I might try to have us on the ticket to talk. God bless. Mm-hmm. I'm old. I don't know how to use technology.
Exactly. I don't know how to use that thing either. All I know how to do is look and scroll and maybe look at some of the sound, the music that they put on there. I figured out how to do that and how to save some of them. I figured out how to do that. But that is truly a Gen Z thing.
See, I might have to outsource somebody. But a lot of people, like, y'all love y'all's TikToks and stuff like that. And I want us to be more active and whatnot with you guys. And so, I want to travel more. I do a good bit of traveling for work. And I do take my little vacations in between. But for my birthday, I do want to go overseas. I haven't decided where I want to go yet. seems like Shahari is not going to join me for that. he had his one overseas moment, or over the water moment already, I guess.
Well, Army brat, so I've done all that. going over the
He's
water,
uninterested.
I've done that.
Interested, right. But just doing more and growing more, and just growing more into myself, understanding myself, following my purpose, following the voice of God in me, and just continue to live life and to love and to really enjoy the moments. So we are officially going to wrap up. I felt like this was a wonderful episode and a wonderful closing episode that has been wonderful and light, even though I did have a emotional moment. But it was still loving and light, and I can't wait to have many more next year. Already have some interesting guests planned for the upcoming year, so that's gonna be fun, because I'm in New York City, so I am meeting all kinds of people, so you guys are going to meet these interesting people as well with me. And we're just going to keep doing our thing. Thank you guys so much for listening, and happy holidays. of all the multiple holidays there are during this time. I think Hanukkah is finishing.
I do not know.
It's one of those days. I've been seeing the lights on the menorah being lit, so I think we're getting close to it. And yeah, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I will tell you guys how my New Year's Eve and New Year is with my person. That'll be interesting. Yeah. So, all right, Shahari.
I'm sorry, what now?
I said, all right, Shahari.
All right, y'all have a happy holidays, and we will see y'all next year.
Bye.
Bye.
Reflection. 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 Reflection.